Verse chapter 1, Mishnah 8. Mikretzes shiasa tchila, if the piece of dough was first degree impurity, the hishikla acheris, and then he attaches it to other pieces. So now, before they attached, it started off, right? Kulan tchila. So while they joined, so they're all first degree impurity. But now if he separates them, he tchila, the first piece is first degree impurity, the chulan shnius. But now all the others become second degree, because they touched the first degree. So while they connected, they considered as one unit, first degree. When they separated again, they're no longer one unit, and the others are considered now second degree. Hasa shnia, if it was the first piece, was a second degree impurity, the hishik lacheros, and you join them together, kulan shnia. So while they're connected, they're all considered second degree impurity. Parashu, if you separate them, hi shnia v'kulan shlishios. The it is second degree, and all the others now a third degree. Similar case, right? It's just dropped down a level. Hayasashlishis, if it started off third degree, now here comes the curveball, v'hishich la'acherus, and you join other pieces of dough to it, he shlishis, that piece remains a shlishis, v'chulan tohoros, the other pieces remain pure, bain shepashu, bain shelopashu, while they're connected, or whether they separated or whether they didn't separate. And the curveball over here, they explain, is that because the initial piece, third degree, can't transmit impurity to the other dough, can't go to fourth, only kochim can go to fourth degree. So they remain pure whether they're connected or not connected, because it's got no more power to transmit impurity.